Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
What's up, what's up?
I'm TT.
And I'm Dee Dee.
We don't have Gigi, but this is episode 233 of the Oprah Rose Show.
Yeah, shout out to Gigi, the good sis. Gigi Money.
Shout out to our Gigi Money. As always, like, subscribe, follow, tell a friend to tell a friend. Send in any letters. I know we always say that, but like...
For real.
Yeah. Or like summer plans or just advice or whatever.
Or DM us too. Maybe email's a bit too intimate, formal.
Oh, send a DM.
Send a DM
to The Oprah Rose Show or Oprah Rose on Twitter, and email is The Oprah Rose Show. But everybody's on their phones all the time also. It's not that deep. Like everybody, most people, you have to email for work. I mean, I get it. Like
the phone is in your hand right now. I promise, if you're listening to us. The
phone is in your hand right now. Exactly. Like, I don't really...
Neighborhood talk? Tell me. Spiritual world?
No, I was checking my email, my personal...
No, I'm saying the people that are listening right now, why are they listening?
Oh, exactly. We just, you know, you'd be multitasking so much. Because I was going to say, like, your personal email is a little harder. Like, I started using my work email for some personal stuff, so I wouldn't miss it.
That is fair. I have both tabs up. Like while I'm working.
I typically do too, but for some reason, like I missed my tax lady emailing me. She's like, hello.
Oh, you need to answer that.
Yeah, exactly. It was like my tax. I was like, I am so sorry. This is the email that I've been waiting for.
Not the follow up.
For like 5 days. I was like, what was I doing?
Well, that's when Gmail does a little nudge. They like nudge you. Like, did you
respond? Did you mean to follow up? Yeah, I actually love those. Even like the little, I'll be using the prompts, y'all. Like, you know, following up or whatever, like how it gets to know.
That's so advanced. Because remember, we were like G-Talk kids. Like we was on G-Talk down.
Yeah, it's so advanced. But I actually used to use it for work and I loved it. I loved Gmail for work. You could find
it. I use it for work. It's perfect.
Really? Yeah, I don't use it anymore.
I hate Outlook. Ugh. Get rid of it.
She's the pits. Yeah.
She's a program. Like who uses programs?
It's the worst. It's really the worst.
This is not an ad.
But you know what is an ad?
Ooh.
So we are coming back this week, sponsored by Backwoods.
Let me roll up. Pass that Dutch. Pass that Dutch.
Yeah, you are actually, so Dee Dee is currently in LA. So you have to go to whatever your local dispensary. I feel like they're a lot easier to find in LA. So
break it down, put it in the backwood, do my thing.
Put it down, break it in the backwood, put it in the thing. Make sure y'all are checking out our posts and our stories on the different flavors that Backwoods has.
When she posted that flavor, I didn't even know that was a flavor. I said, I gotta go cop it.
Yeah, like there's so
many. Tell y'all what the flavor was, huh? You just gotta go check it out.
Exactly. So many flavors, so many, you know, and it's the summertime, so you can be out on your little rooftops, your little porches, decks, park, whatever your outside activity, your home, wherever.
Make sure
you're just rolling up with a little backwood. Yeah, I'm so happy. Like, I feel like this is the longest winter ever, and we're finally approaching summer. It's not officially, but... I think the way
global warming works on the East Coast, it's like 90 degrees, 60 degrees, 95 degrees, 70 degrees.
Might be. I know we say it every year. Like, you know, every year you're like, this is the coldest year it's ever been. This seriously.
No, this was.
This, and then it's like, I just told Dee Dee, I came in, you know, yesterday in New York was 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. Today was like 70.
That's what I just said. It'd be like 90 and then the next.
No, literally. Like, but then it poured raining. So when I got in my apartment, like I have on a sweatshirt because I got caught in the rain. I was freezing. And even in my house, it's cold. Like, but we came off of 90 degree weather
yesterday. The craziest thing that I think I've realized, and my neighbor, funny enough, I see her all the time. She lives across the street from me. Beautiful Black woman. She was telling, we were talking about the seasons, and she was like, Daryl, right now is a mix of spring and summer, and that climate change has literally messed that up where we don't have spring. So this rain that's coming was supposed to be back in April. And she's like, the seasons are shifting. And then we got into like some biblical stuff about it too. And I was like, oh girl, you're scaring me. And basically like just the weather patterns are just, it's going to be like this going forward. Just it's in terms of like spring no more.
You know, I could probably, if I have time, go down, you know, like a Reddit or YouTube spiral of the biblical aspect of all of this, of the end of days.
No, it's true. There's no season anymore.
None. And we don't have, I've been saying that we do not have spring. We went straight from winter, you know, kind of like fall to summer. It's crazy.
It's, like today, what I'm looking at you wearing is fall.
Yeah, it's fall. Like I'm on a sweatshirt. It's freezing. Like I closed all the windows. But I am just happy it's here. You know, it took a while to come. What are your summer plans?
Summer plans. Well, you know, it's June 1st. So it's birthday month. So just kind of getting ready for that. I'm actually like the worst birthday planner. Like I'm really bad at like trying to plan my own birthday. It kind of comes.
I feel like everybody says that though. So I think it's actually
last minute
reverse. Like the people that are good at it are less common than the people that aren't.
Because you know me, I'm not like, I don't want the attention. No, I want everybody to have fun. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing because it's me and Kenny's 35th. But Kenny might be in Portugal. She might be leaving the doll. So I need to figure out if that's the case, what I'm going to do to bring the people together. But my birthday always falls like around Essence and BET Awards for the music media TV girls.
And I mean, Essence is just for all the girls.
Essence is for all the girls.
Essence is for everybody.
Most of our friends, the girls used to be working Essence.
They right.
Have something going on. So maybe this year we'll be at Essence too.
Maybe. I hope so. Yeah. I do. I hope so, child. You know, I'll be checking. I've been, you know, these prices, I know we always talk about it, but like a price to go to New Orleans now is like to Dubai or something. It's like $1,000
to go to New Orleans.
It's insane. It definitely went down though. So yeah. I've been put my little trackers on.
Okay. So where else you going?
Yeah, I actually have like a really full summer right now. Like I have something every weekend in June, whether I have a wedding upstate and I think DC and then LA. Well,
are you going to something in the water?
I'm gonna try. But I am in DC that weekend, so I would like to go.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go. I'm like 90% sure I'm going.
So, first of all, okay, let me real quick.
Okay.
I know there are certain artists that people don't like, you know, and when artists do things when they're younger and say things like, you know, I don't even remember Sabrina Claudio. She's not that big.
You can skip. It's a skip for me. Who else are you talking about?
That new album has me in
it. I hate, you know, I hear the Twitters be tweeting. And they say that the album's good.
First of all, all her albums are good. I listened to like every Sabrina Claudio song today.
What's the name of the album? Let me look. Let me just go look at the cover. I don't even want to search her name. Ugh.
Oh, you really don't use. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry to that lady, but what she did was so like purposeful.
What did she do again? She was calling people like nigger baby or something. What was she doing?
She had a whole alternative Twitter that was like, what would you call a fence basically for Twitter, where she was like saying racial slurs to people, like as a response. And yeah, to Black people specifically. And they found out it was her and it was really her. Like, fuck out of here. Based on a feeling. She got, okay, 11 songs. I can get through that.
And they're very short, quick.
It's a cute cover.
Very cute.
Very 90s.
She's so sexy. It's just like so moody, so sexy. Like, I just put it on and I do. I love it. But yeah, that Something in the Water lineup looks really good. And I actually really want to see her. I feel like she'd be horrible live. Like, you know, we stan Mariah the Scientist, but the doll live, you know.
You know, yeah. I think Mariah just doesn't understand how bad she is. And somebody got to get in her head and be like,
bad as in good?
As in good. Like, you are aesthetically pleasing and you got a little body. Like, lean into it and, like, do something, babe. Do something.
Yeah, I think she does understand.
Stand up.
Yeah, stand up. I just don't think, I don't even know. I've never seen her live also, but I've seen clips and it's just, but I think her pen is amazing. But back to summer plans. I'm taking my mother to see Usher in Vegas.
Oh, that's a good one. I definitely want to do that. I think it'll be in September for me.
Yeah, I'm going to do that in July. And then Turks and Caicos.
Oh, when's Turks? June, July.
Yeah, so I kind of felt like a bad friend a little bit because my friend was doing a Jamaica party, but it just, I don't know, all the things weren't really lining up for it to make sense.
It gotta make sense. It is your summer plans, you know?
Yeah, it's gotta make sense. So, and I think this made the most sense for everyone, if I'm being completely honest. And I think that's it. It's just so tiring. And then I have weddings. I do have like two more weddings in August, September, October.
Yeah. I didn't even get to July and August in my plans. And you all the way through September.
Yeah. Yeah, my birthday, I have no, by the time my birthday comes, I was like, I'm not doing a trip or anything. I have no, it's whatever, something low key, basically.
I need to tweet a new Dee Dee's hot take. This hot take is provided by Tierra's commentary. And aside from the bullshit, life is all about celebrations. That's all it is.
It is.
And that is beautiful when you really think about it. At the end of it all, it's like we're really celebrating ourselves and each other with the plans that we make. And
we have to, like, I feel like, you know, and I always say this, but how life be life. And I realized so much how, you know, some people can like, you just take on so much, you know, and like, so you have to carve out that time for you. Like how, you know, 66 Poppy posted a TikTok. I went on TikTok today and saw that he had posted a TikTok of our vineyard trip. And I was like, okay, wait, this, like, people were hitting me like, this looks so fun. Like, I need friends. Like, this looks so fun. And we even went as far as, not only did we go upstate to the vineyards to wine tastings, like, we rented a car because it's like, I don't want to drive.
A party bus.
Like, a whole party bus.
Someone with mics.
Like, they were like, there's tequila on the wine trip. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I lost my sunglasses. Like, it was a whole thing. It was a vibe. You know, I had sponge rollers in my hair half the time.
When we first started, she was in the front seat with rollers and on the mic screaming. And this is at 11 a.m.
Yeah, rollers screaming.
We weren't even at the vineyards yet.
It was so much fun. Like,
it was beyond fun. And what I loved, it was like 11 Black people just going to these vineyards and enjoying yourselves. I think like everybody took like, we felt like kids almost. Like, it felt like we were on a school bus.
Yeah. And like you said, it was 11. It wasn't like it was like, oh, let's just do five. I don't know how we got to 11, but it was 11 of us.
11. Yeah. And there was moments where it was like a couple people were just meeting for the first time because we're all friends with each other. And I'm like, oh, y'all don't know each other? Oh my God, y'all love each other. At the end of the day, they're like the best of friends.
There are some, some people, everybody did not know everybody.
Yeah.
It was good. We had a time last night. Boy, we had a time.
Two times, okay? Say two times for me. But we really did. And I recovered for 2 days.
Bitch, so this was Memorial Day weekend. And then obviously, you know, you're like, oh, do you do anything Sunday? And I don't even remember what I did, but I'm so, I feel like I was drinking for like 92 hours or something. I'm so tired.
We didn't, I think we ate like once. We had like chips and guac and tuna salad.
And weak ass lobster rolls.
That was the only food we had. And we were doing we did three different tastings. Tequila on the bus. We had champagne and wine on the bus. Yeah,
remember, I made a stop. The ride was only 2 hours. I think we stopped three times to go pee. I'm the worst person ever to go on a road trip with ever. It was,
Yeah, I brought that the Saturday of Silent Film. That was the first time in like over a year I had to do that.
Yeah, you did. Yup, you did.
But I was like, I know it's going to be some funny ass moments today. And yeah. Sure enough.
It was so like so much fun, so much fun. So I'm really looking forward to this summer. Like there's so much, you know, trauma and like shit, bullshit that happens, and then just working and having to work through still a pandemic and
yeah.
all of these mass shootings. And it's like, it does. Like, I think I was that person who was like, oh, this doesn't take a toll on you. And it does. Like, it starts to affect you mentally, just like constantly having to keep going amongst all of the things that are surrounding you. I do believe that energy affects you. So
it does. Like, and I think as a society, you know, we see it all the time where we're talking about these things have become like the norm, where it's like we're desensitized. And it's unfortunately true in that sense, because we've been conditioned that things won't happen and you kind of have to keep moving. And it's like, but what about those families and those people who have to keep moving through the midst of all of this?
Right.
What are we saying to them?
And you can't, you know, and I think, but that's the part also, like, I think we can't be desensitized from it.
We can't, no.
That's, you know, it's just like, not that it rolls off your back and you're not, you know, you're not affected, but like, they have to change something. And I don't know, because, you know, it's like capitalism and America, but it's just like something has to give. It's like how we constantly, you know, why am I calling the uprisings? Oh my God, do not judge me, child. I'm so tired. I was about to say Floyd Mayweather, George Floyd.
Yes, George Floyd. Uh-huh.
George Floyd. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think sometimes we have to burn it to the ground. Like, we need a fresh start.
Where are the men you sent back in the 60s to stand up for us?
Yeah, where? I don't know. But I don't even know. Listen, the whole shit needs to be, because them founding fathers was not our damn fathers. Like, the whole Constitution needs to be rewritten.
Oh, and I ain't even talking about their asses. I'm talking about the Martins and the Malcolms of the world. Where are those niggas today?
I don't know. Look, I don't know.
They are among us. Where are they?
Yeah, and I think, you know what, though?
I'm sorry, it ain't me, but somebody got to.
It's not.
Yes, but, you know, yes.
No, but now that it is interesting that I don't know if, because as a society we've become more out for self, that you don't have, and listen, are there community activists? Absolutely. Are there people that, you know, are fighting for literally the rights of Black and brown people every day? Yes. But like you said, on a scale like that, like, no, you know, I don't know. We don't have that. It's actually,
We don't. Like, I mean, the people that we look at that always show up for when these things happen are the same people that were around then.
Yeah.
They're just still living.
And not that those people were perfect, but there were so many more.
We know their names.
People fight. Yeah, like, and outside of even those names, there's so many more.
Right.
Every street in Harlem, or like, every street in Brooklyn, like, is named after somebody.
Right. I know. I don't know what it is. And I don't know how we change that and like get in front of it. Everybody will say it starts with you and me, but
we're gonna be out there.
I'm gonna be like,
now you better put on your suit and be out there selling some motherfucking bean pies.
See why I gotta do that. I'm gonna put on my my dunks. Okay? and we gonna walk.
Why did I make you a Muslim, though? I don't.
Yeah, I might as well been a 5% of messing with you.
Yeah, right. Why did I make you?
Well, because that, to your point, though, that is what you imagine when you see someone standing up for a race on a mass scale.
Yeah.
Which that mentality and that thinking should be updated. Like, why can't it be me? Granted, I should be asking that to myself, or even you as well.
Yeah. No, well, the women too. We don't. Yeah. I'm really thinking about this. How did we get here? Like, how did we lose these people that like I said, on that like huge national scale. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, especially with social media, it would be easier to pinpoint and know who those people are. And maybe, right. You know, the names are just escaping my head, but
they're not.
I don't know. And then you have like, you know, the whole like that Black Lives Matter stuff, and she was buying a house and shit like that.
All $10 home that she said she was just using for the company, but then was like, oh, I was hosting parties there. But you know, like I was doing other stuff there for the business too. So when I filed my taxes, it's given a percentage of the building.
Right.
It's
right.
Personal.
Yeah.
But y'all don't need to know that because that's not your business. But I think we live in a society around being a bit more transparent than our brothers and sisters from the 1960s.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, the summer's here. What for you, T, makes you feel like it's officially summertime? Like, what's that moment?
When I see lightning bugs.
Oh, well, that's so nostalgic, too.
Yeah, like a little, like a little kid. It makes me think of, like, childhood. It's literally when I see lightning bugs. Like, obviously, Memorial Day is like, okay, we here. We about to pull up. But right. It's lightning bugs for sure.
Mm. For me, it's when I have to sit in front of the fan after a shower because I don't want to start sweating to go to the train. It's summertime, bitch. I got to do the cold water at the end of the shower. Like,
I'm dead. AC on?
Huh?
Your AC not on?
Yeah, the AC be on. I'm just a little hot.
It's still hot, a little hot.
I be in front of that fan like, all right, I got 5-10 minutes. Okay, cool.
Oh my God, I'm dead. I'm not like a hot, I don't run hot. So
oh yeah, I run hot. So that is my every time when that starts, I'm like, oh, we in the summertime.
Nah, it feels like summer.
You're not gonna catch me sweating through my shirt.
Childish Gambino.
I didn't really like that song.
I love that song.
It really?
Feels like summer. Yeah. Like I gotta give me one of them Simply Lemonade, like hard spike things or whatever they coming out with.
Oh, Ciroc has one too. That I need to try out.
Ciroc. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, the girls love a new skew. So I need to try those. Very easy to take to the pool, beach, park. You know, I love a park moment.
Oh, you do love a park. Prospect Park, to be exact.
I love a park moment.
Yeah. When's the last
time? No, Brooklyn Bridge Park. But then they changed my little area of the park.
What happened?
They like put cement over there or something. I saw it the other day.
Not they taking the land away.
Taking the
where land. Is the zoning?
I don't listen, child. I don't know, but.
Well, what's one thing you have to do this summer? Well, like any summer. Like, what's one thing you have to do before the summer ends?
I don't think it's anything specific. Like we said, I love going to the park and like chilling. Mm-hmm. I always do that. Like love a crab boil. Low key, I kind of love going to City Island just like one time. You know, a trip, a beach, a pool. Like it's nothing.
Yo, you done said like 10 things and started with, I mean, nothing really. You know, a beach, a pool, City
Island. Things that go into the summer. Like when you said specific, I don't know what I was thinking. Like,
oh yeah, no, for me it's like definitely a beach. Like I need a beach moment, like, and not in the US. Sorry, it could be the US, but it's like Miami. But I definitely need a beach moment because I love to tan. Like that's my shit, like. Turn me another complexion, please.
Yeah, I'm already a brownie, so I don't really lay out in the sun like that. Yeah.
I just be trying to be like an even tone because I'm like two different complexions.
What, like your body and your head? Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, I'm like very even tone, but I am, as I'm looking, I'm having like a little breakout on my cheek. I don't know what that's about. And I definitely forgot to call my dermatologist. I have a new dermatologist.
Okay. Is she black? You know, is she?
Indian, I think.
Okay.
It was a record. So yeah, I need to get all that together for the summer. So, you know, she has the glow.
Okay. Get that facial.
Yeah.
There was this meme that I think I posted it on the story like yesterday. That it was like a picture of this girl with like the halter dress. It was like black and like zebra at the bottom. It was like, if you remember this era, you need eye cream and retinol.
Wait, I don't think I saw that one.
I posted it yesterday. I got so many responses from it.
Definitely need eye cream. I'm looking at my eyes now, like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Eye cream is like the girl, like every night.
Does she really work?
I feel like if anything, it's just a moisturizer. It's really just making sure you hit that area. That's it. She don't be working.
Oh, yeah, no, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, she don't be working. For me, it's just like an extra moisturizer on the eye.
Definitely don't use eye cream.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And don't.
Not and don't. I am with that. The eyes be giving white.
No, so I have been doing reviews at work, and you know, I've worked at companies. I feel like that do
like a mid-year review.
Yes, like your annual review of just like how you're doing within the company and setting goals and expectations and just checking in. And I think a lot of times, you know, sometimes you want that feedback, and if you don't have them, you don't get that, or you don't know that there's something that's missing. So it's actually been, I think they've been great. Like they've been really, really good. And I was thinking, and I was like, you know, people should do this in their personal relationships. Like, I don't know about your parents necessarily, because that's a little different, like thing will change, but specifically you're like, interpersonal relationships, especially I feel like your relationship out of all of them, because that's, you know, the person kind of closest to you. But if there's like some weird shit, maybe between friends or something like that, or cousins, like everybody on Love and Marriage Huntsville could stand a review.
Oh my gosh. Does anybody like anybody?
But I feel like it would just like clear up so much stuff. And I was like, I would like to start that. Like, I want to do reviews.
Yeah.
In my personal life.
You know, it's funny because at work, it is like, you're supposed to. Like, if you don't get reviews, it's a thing. It's like, it has to happen. It's the way that you get promoted. It's the way that, you know, you get compensated. It's the way that you explore new things that you're interested in, where it can kind of take your career in other places. So reviews at work are like necessary to like build as a person. When I think of reviews to like in my relationship, it could do all of those things, not necessarily promotion or compensation, maybe, but it feels very like, I don't know, like direct, like you're almost telling me things that I should be improving on or do better at. I don't know. I feel like it would be missing the phrase. No, it's not like I don't like it, but if we're about to do a review, you're about to just tell me everything I need to improve on. I don't know that I will want that in a sitting.
So I think it's I don't think it should just be complete. And even at work, I don't think it should just be completely, because I think when people think reviews, they think only like constructive criticism.
Right.
I think it's also you highlight the things that you are doing right. You know, it can't only be, like whenever I'm delivering bad news to, or like news that someone I know does, they don't want to hear it. You know, that sandwich method where you like start with something good.
Right.
And then you deliver the news and you kind of end with something
good. Yeah.
I think it's that same approach that, you know, if this is the person that I'm committed to and I want to continue to grow with, like you even, especially after you've been in a relationship for a long time, what some of the things that you started out wanting, you may not even that you don't want them, but it changes over time.
Right.
Or, you know, the two of you could even change a little bit individually where it's like, okay, actually I want more of this, or I need more of this, where I didn't think I needed this before. And now we're in it and I need it. So now is my time to kind of like express that. And I would like it to be, you would hear it and be open-minded to it.
Right. I mean, yes, that is the expectation of, that is the exercise that we're doing. It's funny, I think on shows like not Ready to Love necessarily, but Put a Ring on It, and if anyone watches like Married at First Sight, those shows, they do a lot of like exercises, like almost like a check-in. I think they do one almost like every week where it's like, let's play a game to find out like what your kinks are, or let's, you know, check in and ask each other questions around like how we're feeling this week. I think it can even be those things too, where it's not so like, okay, it's been six fucking months.
Yeah.
Let's check in and see what the hell's going on. Do you still like me? Yes or no? but I agree. I think for me, it's probably those little activities over time, more so than this
formal.
Hey, right. Formal, like, hey, it's been, you know, we've been at this for a little while now. So let's talk about like what we need. Like, oh yeah. My God. Oh no. Oh my God. Are you trying to leave me?
I agree. I think those like smaller doses would probably go up better, but I think you also have to kind of know your partner. Oh. And if they're, I think that's probably a big part of it. Of, you know, sometimes I feel like heterosexual men just don't listen, and you can say all those things and you're like, hey, I really need you to do, and, you know, so it's not so like a checklist of like, I need this, that, right. that. But you're like, hey, I probably need a little bit more of this, or, and it's like, okay, so did you just not, so words, you just didn't hear me, or you don't care right. to change said thing. So that's the only thing I feel like with that. Like it's almost like going into, I thought about this too, going into a relationship almost with like, whether it be in the beginning, midway through, especially when shit's a little rocky, right? When things be rocky, you really got to figure out, like, do we want to do this? Is this,
of course.
You know, like,
but it's not productive at that
yeah, point. Is this productive? Do we both want to be here? Then it's almost like you have to go through, like, create a list of things that you need from your partner and a list of non-negotiables. And no, it ain't going to be no sandwich method. Ain't going to be shit good.
It's just the peanut butter and jelly on top of each other. So what's the tea?
No, this is sticky, icky, icky, icky. Like, it's literally, these are the things that I need, you know. And then you can assess to be like, yeah, nah, I'm not doing that. I don't want to, I can't, whatever it is. And then you can assess like, all right, well, this ain't really for us. This ain't working.
Right. Like, and I mean, I you know, taking it back to the, you know, review work strategy, I mean, or conversation, it's like, at that point, you've had a couple write-ups, you know, we've kind of addressed some of these things beforehand, and we're not getting to this point of the review, quote unquote, where it's like, sticky, icky, icky, what the fuck, what are we doing? So it's, I think it is having those, you know, going back to the earlier point, having those small check-ins.
And then, but like I said, I think specific, but you have to be open to
yes,
those.
Yes. You
know, like,
I should assume everyone's open.
No, and I'm going in where everybody's closed off and don't want to hear shit. So, like, you know, that makes it. And then I think, you know, let's say you do that. And
no one wants to be told that they're not doing something that they're supposed to be doing when they think they are.
True. Very true.
When they think they are.
But I think it also makes the other person, if I'm communicating so much with you of the things that I need and they don't happen, then I'm the type of person, I'm going to shut down. I'm not going to ask anymore. And then that becomes even more of like a snowball effect, because now we're just like coasting essentially, and we're both, and now no one's getting what they need and or want. And I think specifically, like I said, for heterosexual men, they don't express like what they need or want. It's just like, oh, I just want, you know, I always see like, even on Twitter, it's like, you know, niggas just be like, oh, I just want peace or whatever. And it's like, what? Like, well, what else? That's it. Because I know some other shit, like, and there's right. other like tangible things that you probably do need from your partner. And I think they're also just not as used to like communicating those needs, you know, and it gives it that forum to be.
Where does that come from? Is that from the parents? Is that from your parents not asking how your day was?
Yeah, no, I think it's just, you know, it's like, don't cry. Don't, you know, you can't submit, you can't show emotion. Like, you cry, get up. Don't, no, I don't want to hear that. That, you know, all those things, and you know, everything, you know, all
it's
of our-
still a thing, shit.
Still a thing. And all of our, I don't care, interpersonal work, you know, whatever relationships, they all go back to childhood, all of it.
Right. No, for sure. It does. I mean, I think I was just talking about this recently, just in terms of like checking in, but like telling someone what I was doing so that they're just aware of what I'm doing. I mean, granted, I've been in my relationship for almost 8 years. So for us, it's not a thing. But in some of my other relationships, it is a thing, because like my parents wasn't checking in on me after I got in like ninth grade. Like, it was, I didn't really have to show report cards. Like, they were just like, oh, he's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you got it. So like, I never felt like when I am somewhere or doing something, I have to tell someone that I'm doing that. Oh, I do it with Aunt, because it's just a part of conversation in terms of like, you know, we together. So if I'm here, like part of that, you know, or like I'm picking up something, whatever. But in terms of my other relationships, I'm trying to do a better job of, oh, even being home, like, hey, I'm home. I'm going to this restaurant, or everybody, if anybody want to come, like come, so that I feel like I am.
But I think that's like, I'm not overextending, but like, okay, maybe because I'm also the queen of, I never tell anybody when I'm home, right? Never. And I think it's like one thing to just be like with your partner, like, hey, where you at? Okay, I'm here, you know, whatever. And then another thing to like invite people, you know what I mean?
That's
like
true. That's
just being, I think to me, it's being welcoming more so. That's
the word.
It's being like welcoming, like, hey, just if y'all wanted to, you know, come by, like, but I don't.
Inclusive too.
Inclusive. Yeah, it's just being inclusive. But I think I feel like checking in is like really only specific to like a child parent relationship and a like, you know, another relationship. Like, I'm sorry, your
but like, you know, a loving partner relationship. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, definitely trying to be a bit more inclusive and welcoming.
Yeah.
With plans that I have, so that it's like, I even this weekend, like a couple of my friends, like whatever I did, I was like, hey, we're doing this in case you want to join. I don't know if you have plans, but can't say I didn't tell you.
Right. Bye. Right. Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. I think it all just really boils down to like communication and like over communicating, because a lot of times we just, you know, we're in our heads and we're like, oh, this person knows how I feel, or, you know, it's fine. Or you like, I'm an overthinker. So if you don't spell out things for me and lay it out where it is crystal clear, like I'm completely going to overthink. And when I do overthink, it's always going to be negative. I'm never, ever going to be like overthinking myself.
You're not patting yourself on the back overthinking.
No, I'm not overthinking into like a positive situation.
Yeah,
I'm going so unbelievably left. So I know for me, like I am someone that absolutely requires like very clear, direct. I need reassurance also. And I think it's some of that, like that is when you do have to say, oh, you are doing this good. Because otherwise it's just like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, love languages. And if yours is words of affirmation, honey, you constantly need to hear that you're doing well. I don't think words of affirmation is anywhere on top of you.
And it's not like, but I'm also a person that's all of them. I mean, my biggest one is acts of service, but like, I'm all of them.
Is gifts
like,
number two?
No, like this is last. I think this is like last.
This is last for me too. Look at that.
Yeah, last. I don't even remember. Even like, but I definitely like, I need all of it. Like all of it.
Lord, a spoiled Leo, I tell you.
You said what?
A spoiled Leo.
I don't, and I hate that word. And I hate that brat shit. Clearly I'm being a little triggered. No, like.
You don't think I'm a brat?
You said what? I've been called a.
You said, you don't think you're a brat?
You think I'm a brat?
No, I just wanted to see your reaction.
I think I'm very specific and direct about my needs. So to
some, the direct makes a difference.
Yeah, and okay, maybe I'm a brat. And I don't
know. No. Because when I think of brat, I think of someone who voices their disdain, but doesn't do it in a way that's like what someone could have done to help do it better.
Or like, no, yeah, to me, a brat is someone that's just like blows everything out of proportion and like doesn't have solutions. And it's literally just like all me. Now I am I don't really inconvenience myself person. I purposely, I said this all the time, I purposely create, I try, at the parts of my life that are so chaotic that I cannot control, I purposely make the other parts of my life very stress-free because it's a lot of shit that I cannot control. So the second I feel like inconvenienced or, you know, or even just as something like I have no issue saying no, I'll be like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't inconvenience myself. I'm not doing it. No. And I think so that type
power
of stuff.
In the word, no.
Yeah. Or like I said, if something happens and maybe my reaction probably isn't the best at all times, but like, but you already knew that when it's like something that I've clearly spelled out that's important to me. So sometimes I think getting to that, you know, my shit is more frustration when I probably seem like a brat is probably me being frustrated.
Because now at this point I'm over it and I'm lashing out.
Literally. If I ever do that, it's literally because I'm over it and I'm lashing out every time. If I told you once,
I told you twice. Come on, Keisha.
You can see it in my eyes.
I'm all crying out with nothing to say. You're everything I want to be. Yeah, sorry. Diddy not about to tell me to do it again. So let me stop before I get started.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you would. Like, you know, I don't know. You know, I always just say, though, relationships and losing weight are the two hardest things I feel like I've ever done in my life.
If you catch the Patreon we did, like, right before this, I talked about my stomach journey. Because the stomach, bitch, she is.
Let you listen to the Patreon so you can hear what Didi is doing to lose his, like, to get his summer body.
Okay. Because we ain't officially in summer yet. I still got a month. Okay. I got about 20 days, Blimba.
I woke up this morning and I was so tired and I overslept and I was just like, oh my God. So I was like, I can't work out. And I was like, bitch. And then I went to go look at my stomach. I look at my stomach like every morning. You know, the second you breathe after you look at your stomach in the mirror, it's
bleeding. I mean, that morning stomach is amazing.
Yeah, she's everything.
Oh, bitch. That morning stomach.
I got right on my Peloton. I got to dig into my Peloton. And then I've been trying to do like abs, like at least every other day or get on my Lori Harvey and do Pilates. Although, no, I did Pilates. I did a Pilates class maybe a month ago. I was sore for 3 weeks or something. I was like, I hated it. But apparently the instructor wasn't good, but I'm going to try Pilates. I was supposed to book a class.
Make sure you put that class system.
I know they all get sold out so quickly, so it like never works. But yeah, I was like, this is my thing. Like, this is not an ad, but it's a 10-minute Pamela Reif, R-E-I-F, YouTube link, whatever you want to call it. But she be, child, I be laughing throughout the day, and I'm like, oh my God, I felt my stomach.
Oh wow.
He gets you together. It's like one that's like called Ultra Extreme or something like that. But she has a bunch. She has like 5 minute, 10 minute, but I feel like it usually, you know, it gets me together.
Pamela Reif. You said Leaf or Reef?
Leaf with R.
Okay. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, Pamela Reif with an R. Yeah.
Yeah, like I try anything, you know. So we're gonna see what this hit and foul, but you know, that morning stomach, that's when you take your pictures. That's when you get your little Instagram photos off real quick. It's like 11.
Why are you taking photos in the morning?
Give me real quick. Right here. Give me right with the flowers. Yeah.
Oh my God. Why are you taking photos at like, I'm always like rushing in the mornings and like getting myself together to go to work.
Get them out the way, child, before I get this drink in me.
I'm dead. Oh my God. You know, I hate taking photos anyway, so. That's probably,
you know, photo being in front of the camera is definitely harder than being behind the camera. Let me tell you,
I hate taking photos so much. Like, I hate it. I hate it bad.
I've gotten better, I guess, with myself wanting to take photos. So,
I hate it.
Yeah, I'm much better at taking them with other people. Because then if it like, the thing is like, if it doesn't look like how I in my mind pictured it, then I'm like, that's cool. I got it.
No, I hate it so much. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to post. Like, when Instagram said that they was taking away the filters, I was like, oh, bitch, I'm never posting another selfie ever again in life, okay? You take away my filters, like.
They said that they were going to take away filters?
Then they remember the, like, allegedly for a second, like, in Texas, they did that. And then there was a day when, I think Instagram was just down or something, and no one had filters. And then so like I was reading a thread and people were like, oh, turn off your location. And I was like, wait, what? We're supposed to turn off our locations to be able to get filters. And I'm like, yeah, I'll never post another selfie ever again.
Wow.
Like if you were watching this on YouTube, like you get all the raw images, you know, you're going to see my little workout a little bit.
This video is nice in the sense that Zoom has a little filter on it.
Does it?
It does. Seriously. No. It's in like the settings. Like it's like a thing. I like in the preferences, you go to preferences, you go to video. And then under my video, there's a space that says touch up my appearance. And you can like make it touch up your face. And there's like a little scale you can use. Adjust for low light. Let's see if that did anything for me.
Not us both doing it. Oh, I see, touching my appearance. Mm-hmm. That ain't do shit. A goddamn thing. Like, not a damn thing. Oh, just for low light. That worked. But that damn touch of my opinion. Now, you know, that low light. Now, she was hitting. Okay. I don't know that. If y'all still working from home, make sure you
make sure y'all take that's DD tip of the day.
Yeah, if you working from home still, like, I don't know anything about this Zoom life anymore, but she looks a lot better.
Yeah, Google has the same thing, too, with the filter and, like, adjust. I guess how you look, it kind of gives you like this matte finish.
Yes, matte. Yeah. Actually, now I'm looking like, did it?
It gives you like a little matte, little finish. Like, so if you were shiny, like, don't worry about it. Zoom got you.
Got you, girl. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Zoom. Not an ad. Hashtag.
Job well.
Shout out to our sis Gigi. We miss you, girl.
Yes. She'll be back with us next week.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, we'll do some in-persons. But
yeah, because y'all love those. I mean, I love them too because I get to see my girls.
Yes, we love it in person. Yep. Love. And the quote is, I want a soft life. I want ease. I want relaxation. I do not want to hustle. I do not want to grind. Grinding wears you down to brittle nothingness. I do not want to work my life away. I want enjoyment and rest, not as rewards, but as practice. My life will be a practice in joy.
Soft life.
Soft. Like the you know, the girls love between soft life and hoochie daddy. Those are like the two biggest words on Twitter right now.
They are.
And you know, the girls just, we are like screaming soft life from, and I'm one of the girls when I say that too, that are screaming soft life from like the top of our lungs. And ain't nobody trying to, like, it's one thing to work, like, obviously, but yeah, I'm not just trying to, like, I believe in rest.
Oh, rest? I believe in 8 hours, okay?
You know? Yeah, I believe in rest and relaxation. Like, absolutely.
It's given mutes, hoochie daddy shorts.
Oh, I already did. All jokes aside, I did mute hoochie daddy shorts. Like I've already muted. It was getting on my nerves so bad. I definitely muted that already.
But it's like, we talking about some shit that straight niggas, once again, stealing from the gays, thinking that they doing something with some fucking 5-inch inseams. Like, bro, I was doing that when I was so young and y'all was clowning me for talking about my pants need to be at my knee. Now y'all niggas want to show off your little tiny ass legs.
Little scrawny chicken ass legs that don't even probably
fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Talk about you a hoochie. Oh, okay. Let me get off my soapbox. Let me put that shit away. Like, you want, okay.
Niggas just want to be birds so bad also.
They do. They really
want to be birds. So, caw-caw.
I better not see it. No more captions, y'all. Dead it now.
Yeah, agree.
You're done
now.
Wow. Yeah, but let me trademark soft life.
Not trademark soft life.
Because that's what I really want to be, soft life.
That's what I want to be, absolutely.
I ain't trying to be no hoochie.
Sweet life.
I'm like tweeting this as we talk, like, come on. Like on the Oprah Rose Twitter.
No, I'm really giving Frank Ocean sweet life. You had a landscaper and a housekeeper
since you were born.
That's what I need to be. Okay. I did not, but I need that now.
I'm in LA, so he talking about
the skies always. So why? Well, I would say why see the world when you have the beach, but no, I want to see both.
Yeah, when you got the beach, soft life.
I'm about to play that when we go. All right, bye.
Bye, y'all.